Next patient is Judith Dawson. The last name is D-A-W-S-O-N. 76-year-old white female that is following the office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. It is believed that this kidney dysfunction is associated to interstitial nephritis. The patient used to take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And she has also comorbidities like diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia. Period. This time, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.9, a BUN of 37, and the estimated GFR up to 27 ml per minute. The patient doesn't have any alterations in the serum electrolytes. The albumin is 4.0, no alterations in the liver function test. The albumin creatinine ratio is 24. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1c 7, which is correspondent to an estimated average in blood sugar of 154. Following number of obstructive sleep apnea using a CPAP on PRN basis. Following number, bronchial asthma without exacerbation is followed by the pulmonologist. The patient has a history of fatty liver. The patient continues to lose weight, and this time we emphasize the need of this weight loss to go down to 160 pounds because it has been proven that the weight loss has maintained and improved the kidney function. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of statins. Following number, hyperuricemia, the serum uric acid is 7.8, despite the fact that she takes a allopurinol 100 milligrams on daily basis. We are going to increase the allopurinol to 300 milligrams daily. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 6 minutes in the documentation.